Hey, shalom. Greetings in this Easter season. We are grateful that God has allowed us to come this far, that we can be able to celebrate the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ after death. Jesus died for us, and he did not remain in the grave for 3 days. As the prophecy had said, and as he also confirmed, he told his disciples more than three times that they would kill him, and on the third day he would raise back to life. And now Jesus is alive and alive forevermore. We are here to celebrate him because he'll never die. He holds the keys of death and Hades and Gehenna, and everybody who comes to him will never be judged. Today we continue to learn from the book of 1 John chapter number 4, and we want to deal with verses 1 to 10. And in this session, the next session we do from verses 11 to 21. We are looking at a topic that we all need to know in the fellowship, that we need to test every spirit in the fellowship. That's part one. We need to test every spirit. John came to challenge the spirit of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is the first spirit. So we have got three spirits. The first spirit is the spirit of Antichrist or Antichrist. The second spirit is the spirit of Christ. And the third spirit is the spirit of brotherly love. These are the very spirits that John says we need to test each one of them. And John says, he began by saying that in the fellowship of believers, he says, dear friends, speaking to the church in Minor Asia, do not believe every spirit. That means they are spirits. We believe in the world of spirits. And he says, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. Dear friends, dear children, you are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, these spirits, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whatever and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how you recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Now, I want to say that this session, I want just to compare briefly, though we have already mentioned it before, that in a fellowship of believers, there is the spirit of the Antichrist. The spirit of the Antichrist is also called the spirit of falsehood. This spirit is ideally not in the church. It's outside the church. That's why John is saying that the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. This spirit is in the world. It is the spirit of the world. It is the spirit of falsehood. It is the spirit that does not come from God. This spirit comes from the devil. This spirit comes to counter everything about Christ. This spirit, especially in a time we are remembering the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the spirit of Antichrist always says Jesus did not die. The spirit of Antichrist says Jesus did not was not buried. The spirit of Antichrist, it is Antichrist. They say Jesus did not resurrect. The spirit of Antichrist reject that Jesus stayed with the disciples for 40 days before he ascended. And the spirit of Antichrist did not acknowledge that Jesus did not ascend in heaven. And so it is still reject that Jesus will not come again in bodily form. The spirit of Antichrist reject the coming of Jesus Christ in the body. And that's what John is saying, that you can test them. You need to know these spirits. Testing means that you need to have a criteria. And the criteria is anybody who talk about Jesus. You need, when you meet somebody who says that he is a believer, or who says, I believe in God, first of all, you need to ask, which God are you talking about? Because the statement we say, in God we trust, is just a statement. There are so many gods in the world. There are so many idol gods. There are small gods of G. And somebody might be talking about a different God, and then you think he is the God of heaven, the God of the Bible. So you need to ask, which God are you talking about? And when they start to explain which God, you ask them, what do you say about Jesus Christ? And don't get out of there. Don't even discuss many other things. The most important tests of the false spirit, of the spirit of Antichrist, is to ask, what do you say about Jesus Christ? Or who is Jesus to you? You see, they'll start to beat about the bush. Don't get out of that question, because that is your only solution to defeat them. That's the only way to know who they are talking about. Which God are they talking about? Some of them talk about the God of the hills. Others, they talk about the God of the mountains. Others talk about the God of the trees, the God of the seas, the God of the oceans, the God of their great-grandfathers. But ask, what do you say about Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? You discover that every spirit that talks about Jesus, they deny that Jesus did not come as a human person. That, in other words, they are going to reject the incarnation, or the God being Emmanuel, God coming in the flesh. So this is the spirit of Antichrist. Test it. And that's the best way. So John says, don't fear them, but test them. And you discover whether they are from God or they are not from God. And these spirits, they are not great, because Jesus says the one who is in us is greater than the one who is in the world. The second spirit that what we need to check here is the spirit of Jesus, is the spirit of Christ. The spirit of Christ is the spirit that Christ sent to us when he rested. Is a spirit who is God, is God the Spirit. The spirit of Christ is also called the spirit of truth. The spirit of Christ is also called the Holy Spirit. The spirit of Christ is called the spirit who comes in to be with us. And we need to know three things, or three positions we take about with the Spirit of Christ? Number one, the Spirit of Christ is with everybody in the world. It is with. Whether you are born again or not born again, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit, is with you. The Spirit of Christ is with you to convict you, to speak to you, because this is his world. He is not afraid to be here. When there was confusion on earth, in the book of Genesis, the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, because the Spirit of Christ is also called the Spirit of God, was hovering, was brooding over the confusion, over the waters. In other words, he was above all of them, wanting to see the desires of God to be born. And so the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is with everybody. He convicts, he's convincing all of us. He convicts us of judgment, convicts us of righteousness, and he convicts us even of the sin. He is there. And nobody will ever say, I didn't give my life to Christ because the Spirit of God was not there. So we have the Spirit of God, all of us. But number two, the Spirit of God is not only with us, the rest of the people, even those who are in the world. He is in us, those that are in Christ. The second preposition is in. The Spirit of God is in us. The Spirit of God, meaning in us, is that he is the seal. He is the one who reminds us who God is. He's the one who continues to teach us. He is breathed in our lives. We cannot be able to claim to know God if the Spirit of God is not in us. We discovered in the book of Romans that the Spirit of God intercedes for us with groans that cannot be uttered. The Spirit of God is the one who speaks on our behalf to God. He understands the mind of God. And he pray for us, and he teaches us that we are children of God. The Spirit of God is the one who convinces that we need to be holy as he is holy. The Spirit of God is there in the world today and is in us today. He is the one who guarantees us that we have passed from death to life today, even as we wait for the second coming of Jesus Christ. This, that position with the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit of Christ in the fellowship, is that the Spirit of God is not only with us or in us, he is on or upon us. Meaning, he has given us power so that we can continue to be witnesses, so that we can continue to be in the to be the light of the world or the salt of the world. When the Spirit of God is upon us, we are there to take his word, to witness, to testify about him. We cannot be able to testify when the Holy Spirit is not upon us. Jesus told his disciples, tarry here in Jerusalem until you are endued with power, until you have got the Holy Spirit with you, and you'll be my witnesses. They started to talk about, is this the time that you are coming to return the kingdom? You see, that's not about you to know, but stay here. When the Spirit comes, or the Spirit of God was in them, but he says, when the Spirit come upon you, you will be my witnesses. Now, remember, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was with them and also upon them. The only difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament is that the Holy Spirit could not be in the people, because Christ has not yet died for their sins. Their sins has not been purged or cleansed. The blood of bulls and the blood of animals could not be able to remove blood. It would only cover that blood for a while. But when Jesus died, he removed the sin. He dealt with sin, and the Holy Spirit, or Spirit of Christ, was able to come in us. So we need to know that we need to test this Spirit. We test the Spirit of God by our deeds. We test the Spirit of God by what we say, that our confession about Christ. We test about the Spirit of God by what we say, what we do, and who we are here amongst the believers or in the world. Father, help us to test the Spirit, and help us to know the Spirit of Antichrist and to reject him. And help us to know the Spirit of God and accept Him. Because both those spirits, they want to take a bond or take room in us. Lord, we are looking up to you and waiting that the Spirit of God will continue to help us to become what you want us to be in Jesus' name.